This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, and this edition of the CNBC Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. We are starting off today's trading session on a very strong footing on the back of a very strong global handover. Unlike Indian markets, US markets and European markets began the month of October on a very strong note, with most of the worries that were in fact weighing down on equities in September easing a little bit, giving rise to a relief rally. The US markets, both the Dow Jones as well as the S&P 500, ended higher by greater than 2.5%, with the Nasdaq ending higher by close to 2.2%. The yield on the 10-year US Treasury note fell to about 3.65%, and the dollar index too eased off a bit. Surprisingly, commodity prices surged significantly. Gold prices ended higher by over 2%, with silver prices being the joker in the pack, ending higher by greater than 7%, seeing a very sharp surge in yesterday's trading session. When you're talking about the Asian markets, it is important to note that the Chinese as well as the Hong Kong equity markets are closed for today's trading session, while Japan and Korean markets are currently trading with gains of greater than 2%. Crude prices yesterday surged quite significantly. Both the Brent as well as the NYMEX ended higher by greater than 4%. On back of the news that was being discussed that the OPEC Plus was actually considering the biggest output cut since 2020. The LGX Nifty, along expected lines on the back of very strong global handover, is indicating a very strong start to Indian markets. Yesterday's trading session was a very weak one as far as Indian markets were concerned, with over 42 stocks of the Nifty 50 ending the session with cuts. When you're talking about the rupee weakened yesterday, moving closer to the 82 mark. The sole solace in yesterday's trading session was the fact that the FII cash buy figure was around 590 crores in the positive, the first net buy figure that came in after the September 19th trading session. Overall, a strong start expected to Indian markets. Interesting to see whether markets can build onto these gains or whether this relief will be short-lived.